Hi there. The word for you today is on the secret of fulfillment. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 through 4 we read, "There is a time for everything, a time to weep and a time to laugh." Optimists tend to believe that life is mostly good. Pessimists, on the other hand, believe it's mostly bad. The truth is, life is both. And only those who embrace that truth are able to find peace and fulfillment. Why? Because those who accept it but don't embrace it become apathetic, meeting every difficulty with a shrug and a sigh. They may survive, but they won't be successful. To succeed in life, you've got to be proactive, in bad times as well as good. If you examine the lives of successful people, you'll inevitably discover that they always do what's right, no matter how they feel. And by doing what's right, they end up feeling good. On the other hand, unsuccessful people wait to feel good before they do what's right. And as a result, they neither do what's right nor feel good. Often, you won't feel like doing the right thing, but you need to do it anyway. Nelson Mandela said, and I quote, "I have discovered the secret that after climbing a great hill, one finds many more hills to climb. I have taken a moment here to rest, to steal a view of the glorious vista that surrounds me, to look back on the distance I have come, but I can rest only for a moment, for with freedom come responsibilities, and I dare not linger, for my long walk is not yet ended." Great words, eh? You know, if you always do the right thing, despite how you feel, despite what others say or do in response, you'll be satisfied with yourself. And that, my friend, at the end of the day, will do a lot to determine whether or not you live fulfilled in life.